top at the top of your head.
Lorry driver going down the station.
Whiskey Bravo 3, Delta Papa Papa, QSL South Carolina, you're 5.9 kilowatt. Thanks, Papa
You're listening to Free Radio Skybird on shortwave. Well, hello and welcome to Free Radio Skybird, community radio from New Hampshire to the world via shortwave. We opened with the Cleaners from Venus, a.k.a. Martin Newell from the United Kingdom, a tune called Wivenhoe Bells 2. A little bit further on in the program, we're going to hear three special segments here on Free Radio Skybird. One Deck Pete's Secondhand Shop Classics, Mini Indie Radio with DJ Steve, and Voices from the Natural World. But first, let's get started with some library music here on Free Radio Skybird.
Thank you.
Music from Belgium, from the album Funky Chimes Belgian Grooves from the 1970. That was The Flying Guitar with a cover of Donovan's Barabajaggle. And before that, Something New But Old, a band called Medline with a cover of John Cameron's Liquid Sunshine from their Solstice LP released in 2018. Well, this is Free Radio Skybird. I'm DJ Frederick. For our contact information, you can check us out online at freeradioskybird.blogspot.com. And it's time for a segment here on Free Radio Skybird that celebrates the ocean, bird life, and the open sky. It's called Voices from the Natural World.
Here's a program from our archives.
May 5th has been named International Dawn Chorus Day in appreciation of the spring mornings when the sun peaks over the horizon and birds everywhere erupt into song. The music is beautiful to humans, but how does this chorus sound to the birds themselves? I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the pulse of the planet.
If you look around in the animal kingdom for anything like dialects in the sounds that animals make, the strange thing is that apart from whales and dolphins, by far the best place to look is in songbirds.
Peter Mahler is a scientist with the University of California at Davis. He tells us that even in this mass of calls, birds are able to garner specific information by listening for certain characteristics of individual songs.
So these birds, as they're listening to one another, can tell the species of the singer, they can determine its local dialect, and they can also use individual features that are present in the song as a way of identifying each of their close neighbors.
Recent studies by Stuart Hulse at Johns Hopkins University have shown that some birds are especially adept at identifying their own species' songs. But not all birds listen for the same characteristics. Some have perfect pitch. They identify the frequency of a single note and use it to distinguish that call. Other types of birds don't listen for the different pitches, but for the length of the pauses between them. However they do it, the birds are remarkably accurate. Professor Hulse discovered that starlings, when played tapes of several different birds singing at once, could differentiate their own species' call about 80% of the time. See if you can identify one particular call from this dawn chorus.
This is Bird Note. The Dawn Chorus. Just before sunrise, birds begin to sing. One by one, then all together, their voices join to greet the new day. But which bird sings first? The timing of when a bird joins the chorus seems to depend on how well it can see in low light. Research shows that birds with bigger eyes and larger pupils that let in more light start to sing before other birds. In more dense environments, like the tropical forests of Ecuador, the first singers are those birds perched highest in the tree canopy, because the light hits that part of the forest first. As it spreads into the lower levels of the forest, the birds there join the chorus too. But still, within each level, birds with larger eyes sing first. That might be because they're the first birds to be able to see predators, so they feel confident enough to give away their location with song. Whatever the reason, dawn is when many birds put on their best show, singing faster, louder, and more frequently than they do at other times of the day. Take a moment tomorrow morning to step outside and listen. It's an experience not to be missed. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support for Bird Note comes from American Bird Conservancy, announcing Bringing Back the Birds, a new book exploring migration and preserving birdscapes in the Americas, with photos by Owen Deutsch.
Exploring Science and the Sea. A research vessel will be making some nice stops this year, from South Carolina to Bermuda to the Azores. Between those ports of call, it'll explore regions of the Atlantic Ocean that are largely uncharted. It'll map the ocean floor, take a look at coral reefs, and study the water. And it'll broadcast all of its work in real time, allowing scientists around the world, and all the rest of us too, to watch over its shoulder. Okeanos Explorer is the federal government's leading ship for scientific exploration. The 224-foot vessel is operated by NOAA, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. The former Navy vessel is based in Rhode Island, and it's been exploring the ocean since 2010. Most research vessels explore a single region or problem at a time. They try to answer specific questions about the oceans. Okeanos Explorer, on the other hand, explores broad areas, trying to gather as much information as possible for scientists to study. It has several sonar systems to map the ocean floor, plus instruments for studying the water, and it carries two small robotic submarines that can dive to about 20,000 feet. They take a close look at life on the ocean floor and occasionally grab samples to return to the surface. Most of the scientists involved with the mission stay ashore. They keep in touch through a high-speed satellite link, and all of the ship's observations are stored for later review by just about anyone, opening the oceans to the entire world. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
And that's Voices from the Natural World here on Free Radio Skybird.
Come back around to the sad, sad truth, the dirty Lord down. Got you thinking like that, boy.
Buzz Skaggs with Lowdown here on Free Radio Skybird. I'm DJ Frederick. Well, Free Radio Skybird is a variety program broadcast every month on shortwave. And I'd like to invite you to write a reception report. We'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is Free Radio Skybird, 36 West Main Street, Warner, that's W-A-R-N-E-R, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, the United States of America. Or you could email us at singinggrove, that's the word singing and the word grove, all in one word, singinggrove@conknet.com, conknet.com. And it's time on Free Radio Skybird for One Deck Pete's Secondhand Shop Classics.
Welcome to One Deck Pete's Secondhand Shop Classics and More. This 7-inch single was obtained from London's now demolished Camberwell Indoor Market. Once a location for broken biscuit bargains, stolen children's bicycles and packs of poor quality white sports socks. The owner of the store where this record was bought was a dapper old gentleman who used to wheel his dog, who was called Bubbles and had a severe foot injury, about the pavements and on local buses in one of those granny style shopping trolleys. Sadly, the dog passed away, and for a short while after, as a mark of respect, the chap pushed the empty trolley around with an A4 laminated colour photocopy of the dog stuck to the front of it with the legend RIP Bubbles. The single consists of a couple of Jamaican ballads by Jimmy James called Come To Me Softly, backed with My Request. Bubbles, this one goes out to you, wherever you are.
Oh,
To play us out today is Jasmine and Madtone with All Day, All Night. Thank you for listening.
All day, all night, and I'm watching the world go round. What in the world is going on? What in the world is going on? What in the world is going on? And the word, and the word, and the word goes round, 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 round. What in the world is going on? What in the world is going on?
Thank you.
Cocteau Twins on Free Radio Skybird with Bluebell Noel. And coming up now is Mini Indie Radio with DJ Steve.
Hey everybody, I'd like to thank DJ Frederick for giving me a little time slot here on Free Radio Skybird. My name is Steve, and you are listening to Mini Indie Radio, which is a micro version of all indie radio. So let's quickly get into the time slot here. Starting us off is JB Dazzin and Postponers, from the Netherlands, by the way, with their hit, Red Halo. And that was The Golden Road with Shortwave Part 1, a very aptly named track for what we've got going on here. Before The Golden Road, you heard Mousetrap with Birthday, and of course starting this here segment off was JB Dazzin and Postponers with Red Halo. I have been Steve, I'd like to thank you for listening, and I'm going to bring this show back to DJ Frederick here on Free Radio Skybird. You can find my show, All Indie Radio, up on Mixcloud.com.
Oh, Let us be humble, let us be glad, let us be famous as we fly. And you know she almost smiled. I was just dreaming and I said, if you're the lovers, you'll stay. And you know she never fled.
From 1993, band called The Orchids with I Was Just Dreaming, released on Sarah Records. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you have been listening to Free Radio Skybird, and now we'd like to listen to you. So please send your letters and reception reports. Our address is Free Radio Skybird, care of DJ Frederick, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, United States of America. Our contact information is also on the blog at freeradioskybird.blogspot.com. Free Radio Skybird is produced by Speaking Into Microphones, and features Mini Indie Radio with DJ Steve and One Deck Pete with the Secondhand Shop Classics. Our interval signal and opening theme is by Madtone. I'm DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings.
shore. Songbird, make your tune, for none may sing it just as you do. And make your song be heard. Look at the way I glide, caught on the wind's lazy tide, sweetly how it sings. Rally each heart at the sight of your silver wings. Skybird, skybird. Just as you may, seek out your harbor of light, let your song be heard. Rally each heart to the sight of your silver wings.